בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, קיץ תשע"ח 2018, מועד ב'. לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים, הנבחנים בשאלון ה', מודיול E. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע יושמע הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. יש להאזין לקטע בשתי הקריאות שהוקלטו על גבי התקליטור.
Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון. Hello listeners. This is Stephen Oliver with the program Life in the City. My guest today is Julia Miller from the organization Campaign for Darker Nights. Hello, Julia, and welcome to our program.
Hello, Stephen. I'm happy to be here.
Can you begin by telling us why you are campaigning for darker nights?
Well, there was a time before cities had so many bright lights, when people could look up on a clear night and see thousands of stars. But these days in cities, you're surrounded by bright lights at night, from street lamps, shop windows, offices, cafes. As a result, you can hardly see any stars at all.
That's a shame, of course. But isn't it more important to have all those lights on? After all, people go out at night, to movies, to restaurants, or to visit friends. So the city is very busy after dark.
Yes, of course nighttime lighting is extremely important. But nowadays, there is simply too much lighting in our cities. And this is causing problems that are much bigger than how many stars we can see.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, bright lights prevent us from sleeping properly, and when you don't get enough sleep, you cannot concentrate the next day. Moreover, scientists have found that people who don't sleep well get sick more often.
I never realized high levels of lighting had such serious consequences for people. Are animals affected as well?
Yes, they are, and in general, the effects are negative. When it's not dark enough at night, most animals get confused. They don't know when they should be sleeping and when they should be looking for food. This makes it harder for them to survive. In fact, bright lights at night seem to be responsible for the decrease in the populations of many birds and insects.
So it's really only people who benefit from night lighting.
That is not entirely true. Apparently, some animals can benefit too. In one recent study, scientists discovered that for some birds, lights at night are actually helpful. You see, these birds fly very long distances. And when they land at a resting place, they are weak and hungry and must find food in order to survive. If they arrive there at night when it's dark, they cannot find food. But when there are bright lights where they land, they can eat throughout the night. This greatly increases their chances of survival. However, animals that benefit are very rare.
I can see why it's important to reduce the level of lighting at night. Has anything been done to achieve that?
Yes, definitely. There have been many attempts to find solutions. For example, engineers are looking for ways to make street lighting more effective so that we can use less of it. But one way of dealing with the problem has been especially successful, and that is having laws that require people to turn lights off. For instance, In several cities in France, it is illegal for shops and offices to leave lights on after midnight. This has already helped reduce the level of lighting in those cities. My organization is campaigning for similar laws to be introduced all over the world.
Well, I hope that happens soon, and that our night skies will become dark again. Thank you, Julia, for coming into the studio today. And that ends our program. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. נשמיע את כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ועתה השידור השני.
Hello, listeners. This is Stephen Oliver with the program Life in the City. My guest today is Julia Miller from the organization Campaign for Darker Nights. Hello, Julia, and welcome to our program.
Hello, Stephen. I'm happy to be here.
Can you begin by telling us why you are campaigning for darker nights?
Well, there was a time, before cities had so many bright lights, when people could look up on a clear night and see thousands of stars. But these days in cities, you're surrounded by bright lights at night, from street lamps, shop windows, offices, cafes. As a result, you can hardly see any stars at all.
That's a shame, of course. But isn't it more important to have all those lights on? After all, people go out at night, to movies, to restaurants, or to visit friends. So the city is very busy after dark.
Yes, of course nighttime lighting is extremely important. But nowadays, there is simply too much lighting in our cities. And this is causing problems that are much bigger than how many stars we can see.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, bright lights prevent us from sleeping properly, and when you don't get enough sleep, you cannot concentrate the next day. Moreover, scientists have found that people who don't sleep well get sick more often.
I never realized high levels of lighting had such serious consequences for people. Are animals affected as well?
Yes, they are. And in general, the effects are negative. When it's not dark enough at night, most animals get confused. They don't know when they should be sleeping and when they should be looking for food. This makes it harder for them to survive. In fact, bright lights at night seem to be responsible for the decrease in the populations of many birds and insects.
So it's really only people who benefit from night lighting.
That is not entirely true. Apparently, some animals can benefit too. In one recent study, scientists discovered that for some birds, lights at night are actually helpful. You see, these birds fly very long distances. And when they land at a resting place, they are weak and hungry and must find food in order to survive. If they arrive there at night when it's dark, they cannot find food. But when there are bright lights where they land, they can eat throughout the night. This greatly increases their chances of survival. However, animals that benefit are very rare.
I can see why it's important to reduce the level of lighting at night. Has anything been done to achieve that?
Yes, definitely. There have been many attempts to find solutions. For example, engineers are looking for ways to make street lighting more effective so that we can use less of it. But one way of dealing with the problem has been especially successful, and that is having laws that require people to turn lights off. For instance, in several cities in France, it is illegal for shops and offices to leave lights on after midnight. This has already helped reduce the level of lighting in those cities. My organization is campaigning for similar laws to be introduced all over the world.
Well, I hope that happens soon, and that our night skies will become dark again. Thank you, Julia, for coming into the studio today. And that ends our program. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך מאחל לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.